Anna DeVlantis in for King John. What's on your plate this holiday weekend? Are you cooking for a barbecue? Are you cooking out? Are you in charge of all that? Or maybe you're bringing something to someone else's cookout or barbecue that you're invited to. Sponsored by Jewel Osco, get freshness at your fingertips. We're talking about snacks and dessert ideas with our favorite food and nutrition expert, Dawn Jackson-Blattner. How are you, Dawn?
Oh, my goodness. It is great to be here. Great to see you. You know, I've been here once a week this whole month, sort of celebrating this Fuel Your Pride with colorful fruits and veggies. And so I've just been encouraging everyone, Anna, to go to Jewel Osco, stock up on all those colorful fruits and veggies. Holiday or no holiday, get them in your cart. Get them in your mouth.
And tell me you went to Jewel Osco and bought the ingredients for these delicious desserts you brought in studio for me and Pete. It's blueberries covered in amazing chocolate. Tell me this is simple. You're going to tell me this is simple.
Goodness.
I know you will.
Yes. So I had to bring you food props because I love those. They are our favorite dessert. They're called blueberry clusters. And yes, I did get all the ingredients at Jewel Osco. I got blueberries and dark chocolate. And I melted the dark chocolate. I stirred the blueberries in there, and then I put them in the fridge in little cluster shapes.
Wait, Dawn, how are the blueberries so nice and juicy and plump if you put hot chocolate on them? Because that's okay. The part I would mess up.
I will tell you, it was a quick stir. So it's all in a quick stir. So you have the melted chocolate, and it's a quick stir of the fresh blueberries in there. But you know what? It's really, and I like that you can put them in a cluster. But, I mean, you could do that with any fruit. I have had chocolate-covered strawberries. I've had chocolate-covered oranges. I have chocolate-covered bananas. And I mean, really, you know, it's a good way to have a little bit of fun with your fruit. And, you know, those are little cluster shapes. You could also put nuts in there to make a little protein and good fats for yourself. So anyway, you know, having fun with fruits and veggies is, I mean, what it's about. Not just sitting there with a plate of them and like force feeding yourself, like enjoy them.
This is something that would go at a barbecue because that's you normally put the healthy stuff out and everyone's like, okay, don't touch that. Nobody, and that just stays. Nobody eats it. But that's the kind of thing. I mean, and you're able to do these kinds of things. You've got some ideas for us about
yes.
what we can do?
Well, so I think the biggest thing is, like you said, it's what this weekend is all about the grill. And so what I have started to notice is, you know, when you look at a grill, a lot of times, oh, people are grilling maybe their hot dog and hamburger buns and maybe they're grilling, I don't know, you know, but mostly it's meat. Let's
yes,
just point out.
Products.
It's like just
mm-hmm.
meat. It's sausages, it's meats. And so what I say is, listen, do a little bit of a grill check for yourself, right? So usually I say a cart check in the grocery store. Make sure you have fruits and vegetables in your cart. This weekend, especially, I'm saying do a grill check and make sure your grill has some sort of fruits and veggies on there. So like last night, my husband and I, we grilled peaches.
Oh.
And we put them in a salad and it was delicious. I'm usually not like a fruit in the salad kind of person, but delicious. And the peaches that we got were not quite ripe, but grilling them brings out more natural sweetness so that they were even better in our salad. Mm. But I feel like, I mean, you can do any kind of fruits in a salad. That's great. And I'll tell you what, veggie trays get eaten at parties.
That's true.
They
if
really
it's a good dip,
do.
If it's a good dip.
And that's what I was going to say. You are so exactly right. Like, don't just put them out there. Put them out there with a good dip or maybe a trio of dips and people will eat those veggies. But, I mean, in terms of grilled vegetables, do you have favorites?
Watermelon. It's surprisingly good. I know someone told me about it. They said, put watermelon on the grill. I said, that sounds terrible. I put it on the grill. It's amazing.
It's so good. All right. If we're going back and forth, mind-blowing things. Mm-hmm. Romaine lettuce on the grill, like a grilled romaine salad. I had it at a very she fancy restaurant once. And so we said, okay, fine. We cut a romaine heart in half, put it on the grill with a little bit of oil, took it off, and then put some tomatoes and a little bit of Parmesan cheese on it. And it was delicious. And even something like that, you know, changing up what a salad means to you, what it looks like, can be interesting, you know, even at parties.
Yeah, it's and you gotta have the right touch. Because, I mean, you know, that can go really wrong with lettuce on the grill. You got to know what you're doing.
It's the truth. A little bit of TLC watching it. And then this is a classic, but I'll tell you, I think it's right. It's the kebab. I mean, here's what I say. Anything on a stick tastes better. Is this not true?
So true. Why is that? It is so true.
Right. So it's like, you know, you're really trying to eat more vegetables and your peppers and your onions, you know, and your zucchini and your yellow squash and all the beautiful, colorful produce you see in the store, you know, put it on a stick, grill it. People love it.
And then, you know, we do that. We do the kebabs with, you kind of intersperse the onions and the tomatoes and the other stuff, the broccoli and everything. It does. It's you do eat it because you take it off your stick and then suddenly it's on your plate and it goes down easier.
Right.
I was just looking here because one of the things you have always suggested to us as you've come on WGN over the years is to kind of look at the colors on your plate. And I always laugh. There's a friend of mine who has four kids and she says, how many colors? She said, three colors. I want three colors on your plate. And it's kind of one of the things she does as a mom. And I thought, well, that's interesting. I don't know if you say three colors, but you're saying that there is sort of some logic to this.
Absolutely. So colors in fruits and vegetables are basically a screaming out to tell you that there are good compounds in this food. They're called phytochemicals or plant compounds that protect people. So anything that's a bright color, that's actually a pigment that protects us. And even those foods that are like garlic or onions or cauliflower that are white, if they have that strong flavor, flavors also can be something that tell you that it's good for you. So that advice to, you know, whatever, four-year-olds of like, look on your plate and see if you have color is literally the best advice, whether you are a pro athlete, whether you're an adult, no matter who you are, what you're trying to do in this world. If you want to do a better job with your nutrition, the number one priority is getting more color on your plate.
More on that in a moment. Dawn Jackson-Blattner is a food and nutrition expert. She's been joining us all month and has great advice as we head into a holiday weekend. And a lot of us will be cooking and preparing snacks and stuff like that. Dawn Jackson-Blattner is a food and nutrition expert, and she's here to talk about trying to make sure you've got a few fruit and veggies on the plate as well. Dawn, you know, it's interesting because I just was at the grocery store, and it's no secret that the cost of groceries have gone up. Meats have gone up a lot, but produce, too, very expensive. And I find that I bought this entire carton of strawberries. My daughter loves strawberries, brought them home. 2 days later, they were wasted and they were gone. And I feel like, gosh, why did I spend all that money on those? And it seems like it's a real piece of the budget, you know, right now. So any advice to people as we're trying to think about how to make our money go as far as we can?
Thank you for asking this question. Hashtag the struggle is real. We have all been there where we have the best intentions in the grocery store. We buy the produce, you know, we do that first step. And then a few days later, we go into the fridge and say, oh my gosh, I forgot about it. And now I have to throw it away. When you throw away food, that's throwing away money. So yeah. It's like, how can we not do that? So I got to say, my first piece of advice, you know, is buy it. Think about buying things that are in season, which often means they're on sale. So what's on sale is usually what's in season, so it tastes the best. So that's first step. Second step is make sure that you do clean and wash it right when you get home, even though this is against what everybody says. Mm-hmm. Everybody says if you clean it and you wash it, it's going to have a shorter shelf life.
That's what my mother-in-law says. Don't clean it. She says, don't clean it.
Yes, but here's what I have found. This is for sure the right answer, because when I come home and I clean the cantaloupe and the strawberries, rinse my blueberries, get my lettuce all ready, do everything, and I have it front and center, ready to pop in my mouth as easily as a potato chip, I eat it. And we eat it and we eat it, we eat it. And when I do not clean it and I shove it in that crisper, that is a rip drawer. Rest in peace. It's never coming out of there. I forget to bend over. I forget to do it. I don't want to clean it. Nothing. So I waste it. So it's like if you get it all ready when you come home, and even if it's just like, you know, taking 15 minutes for a couple of things, mm-hmm. and you have it ready and you have it calling, when you open that fridge, it says, Anna, Anna, you know, and it calls your daughter.
Broccoli.
Yeah, exactly.
It's calling me.
You all know this. Eat it. You know I'm right. You know I'm right.
Okay, but answer the other part of that, because doesn't it truly go bad faster?
It could. Now, this is true. It could if it's too much moisture. So a lot of times, like, for example, if I'm getting the greens that are in those clamshell plastic containers, mm-hmm. I right away, first thing I do when I get home is I put either a paper towel or a towel that's a reusable towel in there. Flip it over and let that towel sort of soak up any extra moisture of the greens. Your greens last days and days and days extra. Same thing with like your strawberries. You're going to wash them. Don't let them just sit in a big pool of water. You know, have them on a little bit of a towel so that they maintain not mushiness, but, you know, sort of their tenderness. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it is though true, you will eat them if they're ready to roll. That is the truth of the matter. And then the other thing is having recipes that are sort of, I would say like no brainers of like, you know, you have produce. You're like, oh my gosh, I don't know why I bought this. What am I supposed to do with this? And so like my go-tos, well, my husband and I, we do a lot of nachos. We do like a clean your fridge nacho day where we just put some chips out on a sheet pan and then we clean out everything. Broccoli, coleslaw mix, tomatoes, the three leftover green onions, like whatever we have. And we put it on there. And I'll tell you what, if all that stuff is on nachos, you're going to love it. I mean, they're delicious. So like we do a lot with nachos. We do like pasta bowls. And I'll tell you, this is a good thing even for this weekend.
Okay.
Is pizza. We do like grilled pizzas with a lot of different kinds of veggies, like whatever we have in our fridge that we need to use up. And again, you call anything nachos, you call anything pizza, all of a sudden you want to eat it.
That is so true. Yes. I'm going to try that because things go to die in our fridge. And I'm always like, you guys, did you remember we still have the takeout from the, no, we're not going to eat that. It's like, what are you talking about?
Yep.
We went through all the effort to pack this up from the restaurant. We paid a lot of money for that food. We brought it home and then it dies. So I'll put it on nachos.
Yes, put it on nachos. Here's another thing for that exact scenario you're in. We call it the clean your fridge out charcuterie board. And so we take all the leftovers from the last couple of days. We take all the remnants of the couple of carrots that are rolling around in our fridge, like all this stuff. And we put it on a cute little cutting board. And then we have, it's very much a mishmash of things. Nothing really goes together. But your fridge is cleaned out and you had a good meal that wasn't a lot of effort.
I love this. On the text line, 224, rinse your fruit and berries in vinegar. They then let them dry. They'll last a week.
There is a very big, this is a very big social media TikTok trend. And yes, changing the pH can help. So the idea of vinegar, which is very acidic, can help clean your fruits and vegetables. Absolutely it can. The only thing I will say is probably even more important that they're not sitting in a bunch of moisture. That's where they get moldy. So, you know, keeping them dry is the first step. And if you want to go that extra step with vinegar, you absolutely can. But keeping them dry is key. And front and center. Right when you open your fridge, what do you see? That's what you're going to eat. Mm-hmm. So keep them front and center.
Anna and Dawn is a substitute for guacamole. 847 says, I puree or blend roasted broccoli, cauliflower, and zucchini with olive oil and whip it all up into a creamy veggie dip. See? That's great.
Oh my goodness. I need that listener's address. I need to come over there. I need to eat that right this minute. In making fruits and vegetables fun, that listener had the exact idea. Is making it dippable like that is just such a great idea. I love that.
Now, here's a good question, and I've often wondered this, and I've often wondered if I should spend the money on it. 219, why do stores have automatic sprays for vegetables? You know, there's a whole section on this now, and I'm like, gosh, should I be buying that? I don't.
So you're saying, like, when you go in there, they have the mister.
They're asking about the automatic sprays. I'm sorry.
Like the mister.
Let's get to that first. What do you think of the misters?
So the misters, so a lot of things need just the right amount of moisture, right? So if it's too wet, things are going to spoil. But you also want it to look very pretty at the grocery store when you're getting it. So those misters give the right amount of hydration so things don't look dried out and wilted.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's in your own fridge, you do not want to be like misting it and keeping it moist. Like dry is still the answer in your home.
Okay, but then the veggie sprays, separate question, are those worth the money?
Okay, so the real answer, like the party line of how to wash your fruits and vegetables is under a stream of running water, you agitate them with your hands. That manipulation alone is good enough to clean them. So under a steady stream of water, manipulate with your hands. That is all you need. If you want to go to the next step of vinegar or even the sprays, you can, but that is not necessarily like what everyone has to do.
I'm going to make these blueberry things this weekend because you said that they're easy with the chocolate on the top.
Dip them
in there quickly.
Exactly. You know, and I'll tell you, anything you do with fruits and vegetables is like, just give it a try, right? Stock up, keep them so that you can see them front and center in your fridge. And I'll tell you, you'll eat more of them when they're actually in your house.
Such good advice. Thank you, Dawn. It's good seeing you.
Good to see you.